Some people held signs that read Black Lives Matter and No More Racist Police Terror. On the other side of the building, a larger group prayed aloud.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Chanted All Lives Matter and were joined by a group of pro-police bikers. At times, the groups merged in heated confrontations. Several centered around a man, Brendan Shefflin, waving a Trump flag and openly carrying firearms, one being an AR-15 rifle. Shefflin, who is white, said he brought the gun for protection.
I just want to make sure that, like, you know, everyone here is safe, because both sides have started some riots and fights, and I just want to deter that from happening. I'm not here to start anything or to hurt anybody at all. It's just to deter from people to start rioting or anything like that.
Justin Matilla, who is Puerto Rican, said Shefflin's show of force was meant to incite fear.
That's supposed to intimidate us? No, so I'm gonna come over here with my 15, 20 people. Let's see who tucks their tail in first. Because at the end of the day, that's a scare tactic right there. They come over here with their guns drawn. They come over here with the vests and things like that.
Shefflin and almost all the police supporters left early while the meeting continued. The majority of Black Lives Matter supporters remained. And listening on speakers outside, cheered and banged on the windows in response to the discussion inside. Tyler Pratt, WLVR News.